News Radio 700 WLW.
This week, I don't know if you saw this, but this week, Joe Biden said that he is reclassifying marijuana as a less, let's just say he's dropping it in classification. He's dropping it from a class one drug to a class three drug. What does this mean? Well, it means it's going to allow more people to light up. In fact, more younger Americans to light up. A less dangerous drug in the mind of the president of the United States. I don't know what he's offering young Americans, to be honest with you, those that are the under 30, 35 crowd. I mean, it's you can't buy a house. You know, so interest rates are too high, and prices are so high as well. And, well, you can't offer careers. Jobs are starting to dry up. There aren't the plethora of job openings there were even 2 years ago. So what's he offering these kids? Well, you know, maybe we'll pay for your college education. In the meantime, here's some dope. Smoke that. But it has been reclassified as a less potent drug. And I know that that is music to the ears of my next guest because he is someone who has been arguing this for a very long time. He is the host of Weed and Whiskey TV. He's somebody that knows a lot about weed and a lot about whiskey. And whenever the conversation turns to either, we want to get the J-Man on the horn here. And Jerry Joyner has been kind enough to answer the phone on this Saturday. And J-Man, how are you on this Saturday afternoon?
Ken, if I was doing any better, I'd be in the shade. It's hot down here in Texas.
You're in Texas. Where in Texas are you, J-Man?
I'm in Austin right now. We're based out of Dallas, but we have a studio in Austin and in Dallas, and I filmed some episodes on Friday, and we're making our way back up today, Austin to Dallas.
I've been to Austin several times. There's a lot of traffic in Austin. I did not enjoy driving when I was in Austin.
It's unbelievable now, Ken. There's so much urban sprawl. We were married in Spicewood. It's about 40 miles outside of Austin where Willie Nelson's ranch is at. And lo and behold, there's nothing but rooftops all over the way you look out there. The traffic is unbelievable.
Now, before we get into
those flying cars, you know, I'm high all the time, so I need to be in one of those flying cars now.
Well, my thoughts are you're probably flying right now. But you were going to the Willie Nelson extravaganza the last time we talked. Did you ever get there?
Yeah, we did. We had the Luck Reunion down there in the middle of March, and we had 40 bands. We raised a bunch of money for Farm Aid and got to see Willie perform, which was a real treat. You know, he's 91 years old now, and he's only doing 50 or 60 shows a year instead of the 200 he used to do.
Yeah, we got Willie coming here in September.
Well, that'd be a great show if you can get some tickets, Ken.
No, I got tickets. I got tickets. How about this lineup? It's Bob Dylan, John Mellencamp, and Willie Nelson. How about that?
Oh, you're going to Outlaw Music Fest.
Yeah, I'm going to Outlaw Music Fest.
You'll have a great time.
Well, Willie doesn't sing a lot anymore, and Bob Dylan can't sing anymore, and John Mellencamp yells at the audience all the time. So it ought to be a hell of a night.
you'll probably smell something stronger than you've ever smelt at concerts there in Ohio. You know, y'all have gone adult use, even though it's hard for people to still kind of obtain their cannabis products in Ohio. You're the 24th state that says that it should be legal for adults to use.
Well, we'll see exactly what it smells like. I think they're here on September the 11th. But we'll see. Now, J-Man, what about this, and what about Biden and his Department of Justice reclassifying marijuana, and I think it's gone from grade one to grade three. Now, you're probably excited about that, but what does this mean to the average dope smoker here in Cincinnati and the greater Cincinnati area and in and around the country? What does that mean?
Doesn't mean a whole lot, Ken. It's political posturing, in J-Man's opinion. We're moving from Schedule 1, which has no medical benefit whatsoever, to Schedule 3. What the main benefit this does, it removes the 280E tax code on cannabis businesses. Right now, people in the cannabis space, they can't write off their ordinary business expenses, their rent, their payroll, their advertising on Weed and Whiskey TV. Good Lord, maybe I'll get more advertising now. But, you know, everybody's thinking this has happened. And, Ken, it's not happened yet. All that's happened is the DEA has proposed to move from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3. It's got to go through the Office of Management and Budget that the White House controls, and there's a 60-day review of that. Then there's a 60 to 90-day review of the public opinion of this. So it's going to be well past the election before it goes from 1 to 3 if it does go through.
Well, but Biden can get up there and say, look at this. You know, he's doing it for, you know, he'll do anything. He'll drop his pants if it meant that he could get, you know, three. Well, he may. Who knows? If he could get three more votes. But fact of the matter is this looks like it's engineered to, when you don't get into the details like you just did, it just looks like this is he's pandering to a younger crowd there. I think this smacks of vote buying.
That's my opinion for sure, Ken. And, you know, there's another issue people may not realize. We have about 15,000 licensed dispensaries in America. If they go from Schedule 1 to Schedule 3, those dispensaries now fall under the DEA supervision of a pharmacy. It changes their business model. Now they're going to have to invest more money to meet the Fed's regulations for pharmacies, and then the DEA is going to have 15,000 more places that they have to go and supervise. So, again, I really hope it doesn't happen. I hope we move to the CAOA, the Cannabis Opportunity Act, that Booker and Schumann recently reintroduced. They did this in 2022, and they've reintroduced this because this is something that could really happen, because it's a bill, which is what we have to do to make marijuana or cannabis legal in America. And so I'm much more excited about that than I am this rescheduling that Biden keeps promising.
Now, as you know, Jay, man, I had several topics I wanted to talk to you about, and I saw this on the internets this week, and I was fascinated by it. More employees are cheating on workplace drug tests. And what they do is they use a couple of different ways to get around drug testing, and drug testing is still a big deal for some employers. One is they substitute their urine specimens by replacing them with synthetic formulas or maybe even some animal urine, or submitting invalid specimens, suggesting they might have been tampered with in order to conceal drug use. And I'm just wondering, how often do you think that happens when you apply for a job and, you know, you might have been doing the Tootsie Wootsie, or maybe you're doing something else, and you got to go to a lab and do a drug test because it's still an important thing for some employers. How much do you think that that's happening? Because according to this story, workplace drug screenings jumped more than sixfold in 2023 from the year before. People trying to fake the results of that jump sixfold in just 1 year. It looks like it's going on a lot. Do you think it's going on a lot?
Oh, I think Quest Diagnostics does a great job with giving us data from these analytics they get from the drug testing. Here's what I think that we should really look at with this, because they're talking about that, and everybody automatically goes to marijuana. Washington State, for example, they barred pre-employment marijuana testing, as is many jurisdictions in states. So why would you want to fake your drug test if they're not testing for marijuana? Probably because you got something else in your system.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's my opinion about that. We've relaxed the marijuana, the five-panel test, tested for marijuana all the way up to heroin. And, you know, I know for a fact I used one 40 years ago, probably, where it's a synthetic it's not a synthetic urine, Ken. It was something you drank that dilates your urine. There was one product that was available back in the 70s and 80s. There's hundreds of them available now. Now, we have to realize marijuana will stay in your system a lot longer than most other drugs. Let's look at cocaine, for example. In a few days, that's out of your system. I think that's why the NFL tells them in 5 days we're going to drug test you. They can get the coke out of their system. They can get all the other stuff. They just can't get the weed out of their system.
That's right. Christmas is coming. It's coming in 5 days. Do your shopping now. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's you know,
you
I work.
Literally,
go ahead.
I was just going to share. You could go to one of the 24 states where it's legal to consume cannabis, buy cannabis if you're an adult, eat a gummy, say, well, that's for me or it's not for me, whatever. 2 weeks later, you got no effect whatsoever in your mind or anything else, but it's still in your body, and it'll show up in a urine test. And so I do think there are people using marijuana that do this because they think, oh, my God, I didn't realize this would still be in my system. I've never done it before. I was in Vegas. I was in California. I thought I'd try it. And now I may be subject to a drug test. But I think it's the other drugs that people are trying to conceal, Ken, more than it is the pot.
So you're thinking it's cocaine, it could be crack, it could be anything, right?
It could be. There's on the five panel, it's methamphetamine, it's cocaine, it's opioids, it's heroin, and it's marijuana. And, you know, I'd much rather see somebody that smoked a joint at night to relax and took a handful of some kind of pills, especially with these opioids and how much damage it's done all across America. We don't see that happening from the people that are using cannabis now. There's certainly problems with it, like anything, but it pales in comparison to the problems that alcohol causes in these opioids.
You know, Jerry, I've been around for a long time. I've been around when you could get a job. You didn't have to take a drug test or anything like that. But I worked at a place once, and I won't reveal the place. I won't reveal the name because largely I want to stay out of prison. But I had an instance where someone that I knew had, and he was a guy that, you know, he liked to light up. I mean, he just did. He was... You know, he was just one of those guys, enjoyed to do it, didn't affect his work or anything like that. He was applying for another job, and he had a brother that was as straight as an arrow. I mean, this guy, I mean, he could have been anything. He could have been a saint, canonized by the Catholic Church. He had his brother. They called the place where the testing was being done. How long is the wait? Now, there's nobody here. He goes in there with a sample from his brother. And passes a drug test. Same DNA chain, everything, you know, passes a drug test and gets the job. And I asked him afterwards, I said, weren't you afraid of, like, getting caught or getting frisked? Or no, they just told me to go in there, leave a specimen and leave. He said, I left my brother's specimen. They didn't say whose specimen I had to leave. That's you know, not a drug test, Jerry.
That certainly is, and yeah. Involving your relatives too. You know,
right.
Everybody could get in trouble because that you know that it creates that problem, and I think that's the reason so many jurisdictions now are looking at both the decriminalization of small amounts of marijuana. We were down here in Austin. There's people freely walking up and down the streets, enjoying their cannabis. In New York City, I had a friend just came back. He said that's all you can smell in New York City is the cannabis on the street. And as a 50-year user of this, I don't like that personally. You know, I don't think you should offend other people with the odor of the product you're doing. And these gummies and these drinks, Ken, they've become so popular now because not everybody wants to smoke a joint. Yeah, I smoke less joints now because I can get THC through these gummies, these drinks. And you may have heard me talk about this. They got ice cream now that's coming out this July, and I was on the sampling committee multiple times.
Wait a minute. There's ice cream coming out?
It's called Buzz Cream. It's THC-infused ice cream. It's a very low dose. I've heard rumors that they're working at getting a deal with Live Nation to where you can go to a concert and you can get you a little cup of this. It's got just enough to give you a little buzz, but not too much to blow you out of your mind. And I think that's really important for people to understand. Just do small doses of this stuff.
J-Men, I have said this to you many times, and I will say it again. We could make billions on a spray where we could just spray ourselves. Not that I've ever done this. Spray yourself after having a joint, and it takes away the smell of skunk. And we could call it, J-Man, we could call it blunt force. That's what I'm going to call this,
blunt force. I like that.
And
blunt force.
Right, it's kind of like a deodorant, and all of a sudden you smell like you just jumped out of an Irish Spring bar of soap as opposed to walking around smelling like this. I'm telling you, man, you can make money blunt force.
I'll start doing a little research on that, Ken. I like that idea. You know, I was a cigarette smoker for 37 years, and I'm so happy and proud that I was able to quit that. A few years afterwards, I was in line at the grocery store, and I turned to my wife and said, wow, man, that lady smells like an ashtray. And she goes, you used to smell like that, and I had to kiss you. And boy, man, it just made me feel real bad. So thank you, Sarah Beth, for loving me so much, you know?
Oh, man, he is at I Am J-Man, IamJ-Man.com, and he's at Weed and Whiskey TV. All right, J-Man, safe travels. I know you're on your way to other parts today, so safe travels, and you and I will talk down the road. Thank you.
Sounds good, Ken. Anytime. Bye-bye.